CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
What's going on?
Look, something went down in my apartment last night. My stovetop blew a fuse.
Right.
I needed to innovate. I needed to survive. It came down to survival instinct. I thought, how am I going to cook my dinner? Said I've got a perfectly good iron that I've never used to iron clothing. May as well cook my piece of steak with the iron. It's a great idea.
Okay. Not a bad little life hack.
Yeah, a bit of a life hack.
We've gone Facebook Live, so you can jump onto the CFM Facebook page to see what's going on. It looks like an edition of Huey's Cooking Adventures.
I've got my apron on because, Gaundy, this morning I'm the Iron Chef.
Bree's big, sometimes good, but mainly bad. Yeah, mostly bad. Idea!
Look, now don't say I've never done anything for you because this morning I'm going to attempt to cook you bacon and eggs on a clothing iron.
It's really like it. Easy. I like the sound of it. Because when you started the iron this morning, as soon as you turned it on, I thought, that smells like a toasted sandwich.
Yeah,
so have you already tried this?
Cooked or what? Steak on it last night.
Steak, is that what it was?
Look, I'm going to say it worked perfectly. It's amazing. Yeah. Who cares about George Foreman? That guy can go suck it. This is way better.
Suck what? Eggs.
Suck eggs, suck exactly. Eggs. My bacon and eggs. So easy. You heat your hot plate.
So that's fired up.
Which you can see on Facebook Live right now. Rach, yep. You want to come over this way? Because it's a cooking adventure show. You need to get me from the front.
Yeah, shoot from the front. Come
around
here.
So you've got your perfectly good iron.
Come around.
Come around there.
Yeah, that's right.
I've heated it to max.
Be careful.
Because I want to cook it crispy for you. All right? Oh.
Not off to a good start. It's sliding off. Okay.
Oh, it's sizzling. So I've got your bacon on there, but do you want an egg, Gaundy?
Love an egg, please.
I know you like eggs.
I do love eggs.
So
one of my
favourites. I've brought some eggs in here for you. I don't know how
I'll
this
maybe
is
do the bacon first. Where are you going to fit
no,
the
I'm
egg?
I'm going to cook both. That piece can
that
just
looks.
I mean, it's not the biggest hot plate. I'm just going to attempt to crack this egg. Oh, here we go. Very visual, I know. Oh,
you've balanced that well.
Look at this.
Haven't you balanced that well?
I feel like I'm on the morning show right now and I'm endorsing this product. It's amazing. It's innovative. It's nice and small, so the cleanup's easy, Gaundy.
How long can you balance that for, though?
Well, it's cooking. It's cooking really well. I haven't got a spatula. Didn't think that far through.
I've got
some bread also that I'm going to toast for you. I'm going to create a bacon and egg toasted sandwich for you.
So are you just going to tip that straight onto the bread?
Yeah, simple.
Okay.
It's nice and easy. I mean, the cleanup's simple. It's cheap. I bought this from Kmart for $30.
Which is a waste of money considering it's never been used until now. I mean, now it's paid off.
Yeah, but now I'm getting my worth out of it, you know? Yeah. What do you think?
I don't mind. I love the thought that's gone into it. I love the, you know, it's very MacGyver of you.
Yep. Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls is actually probably a better reference.
I channeled Bear Grylls. I mean, in the zombie apocalypse situation, which I'm all about, whose house are you going to be coming to? It's mine. I mean, look at this. It smells delicious. A little bit chemically. Yes.
Practicality is low because, I mean, how long can you balance that there for?
Until it cooks.
You're going to get over that pretty quick.
My hand is hurting.
It would be getting
slightly
sore. It would be getting sore.
But it does it all. Like, once I bring the bread out, I will then iron the bread. It'll be toasted beautifully.
Have you got, like any other good cooking show would have, one that you prepared earlier, just so we can eat it right here, right now?
No.
Don't have that yet. I'm looking forward to trying it.
How does it look? Tell the people.
It looks, in one word, flat. But
how does the egg look?
Because you've been ironing it. The egg does look actually way better than I would have expected.
There you go. There's your egg.
Okay, there's the egg.
Bit of crispy bacon. Like, it just does it all.
Bacon
George Foreman, who? George Foreman, who? You got nothing on this,
you
mate.
Can put the iron down now, which, there you go.
Actually, yeah, my hand was hurting.
That's good.
I then place the bread that I've...
Oh, don't forget the sauce.
That's a bad side.
Barbecue.
Barbecue sauce for you.
Just to hide that iron taste.
Is that enough?
That's heaps, yep. That's
perfect.
Good. Thank you.
Here we go.
Oh. So we've had suggestions of pancakes for other things.
Pancakes is good. Here's the bacon and egg sandwich that I've created. I've cooked on an iron for you this morning.
It is hot.
It's hot?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, I'd probably just get a piece of paper there. I need the review from Gaundy this morning. Don't say...
really hot.
Don't say I never gave you anything.
Oh, it's so hot.
It's cooked on an iron. Of course it's hot.
Where's my plate?
Yeah, I probably put the hot plate up too hot. Oh, how is it? Oh, he looks like he's enjoying it. He's salivating. What's the review? One word. One word. Oh.
10 out of 10.
Yes! I've done it!
That's a 10 out of 10.
Is it good?
That's actually really good. That's
I'm really so good. Happy with myself.
That's really good.
The Iron Chef.
Well done, Bree. Well done, Iron Chef.
Successful.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Can't believe we're here, Bree. This is a true moment of the Bree and Gaunzi show. We've put it off for so long, and now we're finally going to do this thing.
We laughed in our boss's face.
Our old boss.
Our old boss.
Not Yammo, because he would never suggest a ridiculous idea like this.
I mean,
this.
We always laugh in Yammo's face, though. For other things.
13, 12, 16, this was the big suggestion by our old boss as what's going to change the radio landscape. What did you see on public transport? 13, 12, 16. Putting it out there. What's the weirdest thing you've seen on it? A couple of stories kicking around at the moment that I wanted to tick off this morning. So yeah. Malcolm Turnbull was in Melbourne recently, Australian Prime Minister, and he was spotted on a tram in Melbourne.
Oh, catching the trams.
And there's a great picture going around.
He's a person of the people.
He is, isn't he?
Oh,
whenever he comes to the coast, he gets on the train.
Yeah, I mean, he just wants to get amongst it.
Just to show that he's just an everyday Aussie bloke like
that has
us.
Millions of dollars.
You can see right through it in a way, can't you?
Grew up with a silver spoon.
But did he? I don't know, did he?
Well, he's worth a lot of money,
That's alleged. Here's a great picture of Malcolm Turnbull. And have a look at the lady sitting across from Malcolm. She does not give two...
She put her headphones on and she doesn't care.
It does not care. Malcolm Turnbull just chilling on public transport. And then there's this other story today which has to be mentioned.
Oh, this is my favourite.
There's a Sydney guy...
This is good.
...who has inserted the Opal card... into his hand. So
he's got it surgically...
Inserted into his hand, yeah.
Put into his hand.
Have a crack at this guy's name. So just under the photo there, it says his name.
Are you going to make me do that?
Have a crack at it. Okay. It's one of the most ridiculous names I've ever seen. Right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy's name... Okay, hold on. Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow. Is that for real?
He's probably changed.
Well, it makes sense now that he's got the Opal card in his hand.
But he cut the Opal card down to size, and so it's just the chip, and he's inserted it into this little plastic kind of sealed sleeve thing, and he's inserted it into his left hand. And when he gets on public transport, just bang, he can log on. Boom.
Can you imagine, like, seeing that? Like, everyone around, he'd be, like, swiping his wrist, and they'd be like,
whoa.
Did that guy just swipe his wrist?
This is the future.
Is that Iron Man?
That guy, is that Meow Meow Ming 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 Meow Meow?
Is that Meow Meow Ming Ming? Superhero?
What about when you top up the card and you go into the news agency?
True.
Can I get $50 on this? On what? On this. Beep.
No, you just have to walk around the counter because that's where the thing is and you need to beep your wrist.
Just done.
Oh, I probably didn't think that through.
13, 12, 16, weirdest thing you've seen on public transport. This is it, Blaze. This is your moment on
Come
the Bree
on, Blaze.
Gaunzi show. What have you seen, Blaze?
Well, it was Gosford. I'll just start off with that.
Okay. It was Gosford, was it?
And I finished a bushwalk. It was about 5 degrees. I was there in skins, boots, hoodie, fleece, you know, gloves, a lot. And I was changing to Gosford, and this guy got off in boxers. Just in boxes.
So silky not boxer shorts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Police came up to him, and bearing in mind, I'm obviously from England. I've lived over here for 9 years, and you get this stereotypical version of Australia. Yep. This was not it. And this poor guy, he's got off the train. He was obviously on something, and the police said to him,
had to dump him there because he did drop a swear word. But Blaze, you're back on the air. No swearing, please. Just finish the story for us.
Yes, like I said, he said, I was full roasting, bro. It's full roasting here.
Okay.
It's like 30 degrees. And the policeman said, mate, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's like five.
5 degrees?
About 5 degrees that time of the evening. So yeah. The copper had to get on the train with the guy, walk through the train, and collect the guy's clothes off the floor.
Blaze, right. I told my dad you can't wear boxes in public.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Something I didn't realise is that, you know, texting and driving and talking on the phone is obviously illegal.
Yep.
I didn't realise that cycling, bike riding on the road and texting wasn't illegal.
It's not illegal.
Well, they're just making it illegal now. It came out yesterday in Victoria. They're bringing in that if you use a handheld phone while riding, you can be slugged with an on-the-spot fine of $476.
Wow. I see they've got the new on bikes now. You can actually sort of put your phone on the handlebars.
Use GPS.
Yeah,
GPS. Which you can still do that.
Right.
That's legal. But, yeah, they're bringing in this law based on a Vic Roads report that was released saying that they found in 10 years, from 2004 to 2013, there were 29,181 crashes involving cyclists.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
With the phones.
I mean, it makes complete sense that if you're riding a bike, like on the road, you should be abiding by the law.
Well, yeah, of course.
Which, I mean, it just makes sense that you shouldn't be texting and riding.
I'll tell you who else is dangerous, texting and walking. Some of those people with their heads down, they can walk straight into you.
Well, did you see the recent campaign?
What's that?
Yeah, there's a recent campaign the government brought out about texting and walking because there was that video that went viral. It was like 2 days ago of a woman who was walking across a road on the go symbol and it turned to a red man flashing and a car went straight through.
Wow.
And literally centimetres. Like, I think it ran over her foot, but literally centimetres because she wasn't paying attention.
Close call. What did you have that on that producer, H? You saw that one.
Yeah,
right, okay.
You should see the video. It's scary to think that, you know, she was obviously texting someone. Or
it sounds ridiculous, but it's a thing, right? Texting and walking is just, I mean, I've run into many people at Erin Affair.
Oh, have you?
Well, almost.
Oh.
As I'm texting and you know what I mean? Like, because you're
yeah.
cross traffic.
I've come up with a few things that also should be illegal.
Okay.
Whilst being on the phone.
Right.
I think in the middle of a movie, in the movie theatre, should be illegal.
On the spot fine.
On the spot fine. Don't be pulling out your phone when you're in the movies and the light brightens the whole bloody movie theatre.
I do that sneaky thing where I put the brightness down and I put my hand over it and I'm sort of doing it to the side. Is that all right?
Who is that important that you need to text back during a movie?
Updates.
Nah, it's illegal. Okay. It's illegal. In the middle of a conversation with someone at the dinner table. Illegal.
Okay.
You'll get a fine.
I know cafes don't like it too when you rock up to order.
I was
going to
say, ordering food or buying anything at all, it is so rude. One of my friends actually yesterday, I was on the phone with her and she's like, oh, just hold on a second. And I could hear her ordering food and I hung up.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about it for the person on the other end.
Oh, God. No, not for me.
Yeah.
I just think it is so rude. You can't get off the phone for 2 seconds whilst you're ordering food. And I always do that thing where I've got a few different accounts and I always do that thing where I have to transfer money at the last second and I feel so rude and I always am like, oh, I'm just transferring money. I'm not being rude.
Yeah.
You know, that should be illegal. Also in the middle of a session.
Oh, that's not going to. Who's done
one
that?
One of my friends did it the other week.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they did.
Get out of town.
She said she took a phone call in the middle.
Who was it from?
One of her, it wasn't even from anyone exciting. It was from her mum, I think.
That's not a call you want in the.
And then she said, she goes, oh, he hasn't called me back. And I was like, well, that's probably why.
He hasn't called me back.
Ruined the mood, didn't you?
He's off with your mum.
It's rough.
She liked the sound of her in the middle of the phone call.
Not okay.
Is that the, so that's it? That's
I think
doing
that's it.
The walking.
Yes.
The cafes.
Yep. Movies.
Movies. Middle of a sporting match. I mean, there's a lot you've missed.
There's a lot. But, I mean, common sense.
Yeah?
Common sense.
Always prevails.
Always prevails.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
We love the fuzzy feel-good stuff, don't we?
Huh? I see what you did there.
So to speak.
The fuzzy feel-good stuff. There is a new story kicking around at the moment, which we're fascinated by. And we know, look, we know that the dating game in 2017 is tough.
It's rough.
It is
especially online. It's hard.
Especially in the jungle with the cats of the world.
Wild animals.
The wild animals, yeah.
A guy by the name of Matthew Dunn, he's come out this week and he's taken engagement photos with his cat.
Full-on engagement photos with the cat.
What's the deal behind it?
Oh, well, that's what
How
I wanted to get him on. That's what I wanted to get him on and find out.
He's 30.
Maybe the cat needed something. That's why he had to duck off. I mean, engagements are tough at the best of times. Oh, the cat man himself joins us. Morning, Matt.
Morning, Matt.
How you going?
We're good, man.
My first question I need to ask, are you taking the cat's last name or is the cat taking your last name?
Oh, she already has my last name, I think. So
right.
We'll just roll with that.
Oh, are you related?
Oh, well, Kind of, I guess. It's just gotten creepy. I was thinking that, like, when I got her, that I would name her Willow Dunn. So I didn't really think too far into that.
This story's taken a turn. So the cat's name's going to be Dun Dun.
I love how it wasn't already weird. Now it's weird.
That makes it strange.
Hey, Matt, just talk us through it, mate. Why? Why the photos with the cat? Why the engagement? It's something to do with dating and how it's tough in 2017?
Yeah. Or is it just love?
Oh, a bit of both, actually, yeah. No, just sort of at the age now where everybody's getting married and engaged and putting photos and everything online and celebrating their love. And because I'm single, I don't really get the chance to do that. And I thought I was sort of missing the boat. So I decided to sort of make the move with my cat.
Matt, are you trying to stay single forever, though? I mean, doing engagement photos with your cat is not going to get the ladies running in, I don't guess.
Well, this is sort of where everybody's divided. Some people think it's going to sort of help, and others think that it won't. But the photos are on my Tinder.
I'm strangely attracted to you right now, Matt.
Yeah, that's excellent. See, this is what matters. This is all I need.
I do love an engaged man. Yeah. Hey, I need to ask, is this just all a plan? Because obviously I'm in the same boat as you, Matt, because I see all my friends, Gaundy's included. He's getting engaged. I have to buy them an engagement present. I have to make a big deal out of it.
That's the only reason I did it, Matt, was the present. So
is it just so you can get the presents from the engagement party?
Well, I wouldn't mind that, you know, because I'm sick of going to weddings and I buy people gifts and I fly to a wedding and then they get speeches and everything. Like, I wouldn't mind a speech, you know. I wouldn't mind to be the celebration. So it's not a bad idea.
I feel like Matt's onto something.
I don't know what presents I'd get. They'd probably give us, like, survived stuff, like cat litter and stuff like that, which really isn't that good for me, you know?
Yeah.
What am I going to do with that?
When you really think it through, probably not the best idea.
Yeah, if anyone's going to be doing speeches, I'm guessing it's from your side, not the cat side.
Mr. Whiskerton.
Yeah. mate, just, yeah, weird. It's just bizarre, mate.
I love it, man. I think 2017, you know, do what you want.
Have you seen any prospects from it? Because you said people have been divided. Have you had any ladies been get in contact with you? Because, I mean, looking at your pic, you're not a bad-looking dude.
We're talking to him.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah. You know? No, it's been, you know, I've had a few bits of interest. But more than that, I've had a lot of, I guess, crazy cat people messaging me saying, oh, it's so good to see somebody like voicing what it's like to be like us. You know, I prefer my cats over my human. One lady messaged me. She has 13 cats. And she said she loves
them. Can you not read out my message on air, please, Matt?
Sorry. I didn't know that it was private.
Can I just ask, pet hates, obviously in any relationship, you're engaged, your fiance, is it that the cat licks itself? Is that the pet hate?
I love it's called a pet hate.
No, it's
It's pet hate. No, he's fine
just
with it.
The nagging, she just meows a lot, you know. Okay. So it's probably the same as a real girlfriend in that regard. Just, you know, always on my case.
All right, Matt.
No, you've lost the ladies on that one.
And all this right. Is why Matt's single.
Who would like to date crazy cat guy Matt? 13, 12, 16. We might have some people for you. Who
would
knows?
Would you be on board?
Yeah.
Oh, you know. Open-minded, obviously. I'm married to or engaged to a cat, so can't really go down here from here, can we?
Anything's possible
He'll
from here, mate.
He'll take what he can get.
Anything is possible from here.
God, legend.
All right, well, we're going to take those calls, 13, 12, 16. We'll put a pick up on our Facebook page and see if we can't find Matt somewhere.
We'll find
you,
Dave.
Yeah, we'll find you.
God knows you need it.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Remember the census last year when all of our details got leaked to criminals?
That's right. We did a whole bunch of puns on it, didn't we? Made no census and all that classic stuff.
It was
stuff.
Ridiculous. Like, to be honest, I never trusted it in the first place. But the results are in.
Oh, they're back.
They're back. We've gotten the results and we now know more about Australia in 2016.
I'll be interested to see what they come back with because didn't you get your mum to do yours and my fiancé Jamie did mine. So I don't know how much they know about us.
Yeah. So probably all the details about us are wrong, but
right.
Do you want to hear some of the details that have come out of the census from last year?
Please.
So they've counted, apparently there's about 23.4 million Aussies that were participated in the census, which they said obviously estimating that 1% would have been undercounted. They might have been overseas travelling or do it, you know, some people didn't do it. So they're saying on average, they reckon the population in this country right now would be about 24.4 million, which they're saying they didn't think it was going to be that much.
So it's growing out of control.
Yeah, well, they're saying it's a little bit more than what they estimated it to be.
Okay.
But they're also saying more than a quarter of Australia's population in 2016 was born overseas, so 26.3%, up from 24.6% the last time the census was done. And they're saying for the first time since colonisation, so since Australia became colonised, more overseas people are from Asia rather than Europe.
Right.
So they're saying, yeah, mostly from Asian descent rather than European descent, which it always used to be European. So, they're saying, yeah, so mostly from China, India, the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia. They account for more foreign-born residents than England, New Zealand and Europe.
So we're full multicultural these days.
Yeah.
It seems to be heading down that way.
That's what, yeah, they're saying. Also, they recorded 300 different languages are spoken in this country.
300?
Including indigenous languages as well. So that's just goes to show how multicultural our country is.
Yeah.
Over 300 languages are spoken here, so like from people who live in this country.
We had to go out of our way to do this census thing, fill it out, and these are the boring facts they come back with. This is what they're telling me is the population and who.
This is
care.
What costs millions of dollars, yes.
Tell me, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is it.
I think it's interesting.
No, it is. I'm not knocking your story.
I don't want to pay millions of dollars for interesting.
Yeah, I know. Like, give me some cool facts.
Yeah, but they obviously take these stats and they do stuff with it.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. I'm not part of the government.
Dangerous government-based stuff.
Yeah.
They have all our details.
Also, a record 2.8% of Aussies identified themselves as an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, which is
they
the
identify.
Most ever. Most
really?
Ever as okay. a part of a census, which right. is interesting. This is the one that I found probably the most interesting.
Yeah.
Is Melbourne is gaining on Sydney for the title of Australia's biggest population centre. It's nearly overtaken Sydney. So in the last, I think, when was the last census? 2011, I think. I think it was about 2011. Melbourne has grown 12.1% to 4.485 million since the previous census, whereas Sydney only grew 9.8% to 4.8 million.
Is it just the major cities that they focus on here? Because what about the Central Coast, right? I read mm-hmm. somewhere that within the last 3 to 5 years, the Central Coast has grown by 15,000 people.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, you don't think that's very much?
I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
A lot more?
Yeah. I thought it'd be way more than that.
Yeah, sounds pretty big to me.
I did read the Central Coast has a higher age average than the age average of the census.
And can you break down for me how many are Asian, how many are Indian, how many...
No, we didn't pay enough. We didn't pay enough money to get that.
Just the big cities
we
get
just
that.
Paid the budget version.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
We've been talking about the Glastonbury Music Festival on our show.
Yeah, a few times, actually.
Yeah, well, it's a massive worldwide festival, and although festivals in Australia are slowly kind of, unfortunately, dying out.
R.I.P. Stereosonic.
I know, I used to love festivals.
Yeah, I was never...
You weren't a big festival girl, were you?
I wasn't a massive festival
girl. No, but I just like that you got to see so many different acts on one day, and it was always just a great day. But Glastonbury, actually, we talked about Barry Gibb performing from the Bee Gees.
Bee Gees, superstar.
I grabbed the cold audio of us singing a bit of Bee Gees on air.
Oh, God.
Have you heard it without the music?
No, because I'm singing louder than you.
No, we're both singing as loud as each other. Have a listen.
They were obsessed with the Bee Gees.
Staying alive. We were getting into it with the music.
Hey,
weren't we?
I'll do it any day. I love the Bee Gees.
Take that music away and it's a shocker. It is a shocker. Some facts have come out of Glastonbury. And this is a little bit adult content, all right? But we're all adults here at this time of the morning. But they surveyed a whole bunch of people at Glastonbury.
Yes.
And it turns out, Bree, Glastonbury is the best festival in the world.
I can see what's coming here.
To get it on to.
Huh? Oh, those porn loos. It's a good time.
Oh, you've gone straight for that.
Well, where else?
They've got a top 10 list.
A top 10 list of places at Glastonbury Festival to have a session.
Yes.
I'd love to hear it.
This is
always open to ideas, innovative.
As voted by the people. Number one is a tent. Number two, car. Number three, camper van. Number four, quiet spot on the field.
What?
No, oh, Portaloo came in at number nine, so...
I knew it.
But even, like, in the crowd, there's a bit in here it says the crowd.
Well, that's a bit rough.
That is rough for everyone, isn't
Too
it?
Too much.
I mean, I did wee in that cup once at M&M, but...
Little bit different.
I was in the mosh pit.
I want to hear the crafty ones.
What do you mean?
Like the where people get crafty.
I don't want to hear that.
Innovative.
But I'll give you the, just because the festival's here, so they surveyed people. 34% of people suggested Glastonbury, but I'm thinking that's just where you've come back from, so that's what you're thinking about at the time. Then there's other fields, there's other festivals around the world, like Creamfields. Have you heard of Creamfields Festival?
Yes.
That came in at number two with 13%. Tea in the Park at number nine, at number four with 9%. So, you know, and they've even gone the music as well, Bree. There's more thought in this than the census.
Yeah, there is.
Music, they've even narrowed it down to the best music.
Really?
At number one.
What's number one?
R&B.
Of course. The music of love.
Number two, dance music.
Well, that would
with
be
the 22%
probably,
vote.
I don't know how good the reviews would be from those sessions.
Pretty quick. Metal came in at number five.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nah.
And rap music at number seven with a 1% vote.
What about?
Isn't that interesting?
What about country music?
Not on the list. That did not make the list. So that's actually a turnoff, they're saying, is country music.
My favourite festival.
Bit of country, yeah. What?
To have a session at.
Okay.
Groove in the Moo.
Groove in the Moo. That's, okay. Have you been?
Never.
Never been.
Never
just
been.
Just like the name of Groove in the Moo.
I just think it sounds good.
Aren't you off to Splendour in the Grass this year?
Couldn't get tickets.
Oh, really? You missed out?
Yeah, story of my life.
I was going to say, because the numbers have just gone up at Splendour in the Grass.
Of course they have.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Had a great day yesterday, really enjoyable day.
It was. It was really fulfilling, really nice to go down to the Orem Retirement Village in Wyoming and meet some of the lovely residents there. God, there's some characters.
The residents and the people that work there.
Oh, yeah,
amazing,
we need to mention
right?
those guys. Yeah. They were amazing, so accommodating and really lovely.
So we got to go down there, and around school holiday time we get involved with the Australian Reptile Park because it is a great place to go on the school holidays, and they normally pop in here and it's great. They bring in their whatever they've got on display.
Dingo puppies, Tasmanian devils. It's always an amazing time. And we get a real kick out of it.
Yeah, but we sat down and said, well, how do we get the most out of this? How about we go see these people at the Orem Retirement Village?
And maybe bring some of the dingo puppies. The Australian Reptile Park were like, we love that idea.
Yeah.
And it would really brighten their day.
And it really did too. And what I've got to say is, you know, elderly people, they can't be forgotten.
No.
Do you know what I mean? You can't just... They're
so important in our society, and to be honest, they're some of my favourite people.
100%.
I love
the wisdom in the world.
And how amazing was that one guy, Michael? He was such an amazing human being, and his story, he was at the 1956 Melbourne Olympics.
For fencing.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing guy to talk to, and some of the other people there, amazing stories.
Yeah, and you can get down and chat to these people, which is great. We spent a bit of time down there yesterday, but one of the characters, one of the stars of the show there is Pam.
Oh, she's Sean.
Isn't Pam Grace?
Oh, Pam.
Oh, she's not backwards and coming forwards, Pam. She's just getting amongst
what
it.
What a character.
And we were down there with the dingo puppies, and there's a great video being put together, which you've done some amazing editing on, Bree.
The video's just gone live if you want to see the dingo puppies and us down there at the Orem facility yesterday.
Really brightening their day, so you can get in there and have a look at that. But we had a chat to Pam post dingo puppies getting around and, you know.
Experience.
Exactly.
Put me on the radio.
Put you on the radio.
Put me on
You're
the radio,
natural.
Pam. So we've just had the dingo puppies here, Pam.
Yes.
How was it?
Did you love it?
I think we all quite enjoyed it very, very much.
Didn't
it was
they?
Really, really good.
How soft were they?
Yeah.
It was so nice. Was it a bit of an excitement for you guys?
Well, it was because it's something different. I mean, we'd be doing exercises otherwise.
Oh, this got you out of that.
Watching a bit of TV at the dingo puppies.
Anything to get out of exercise.
Yeah,
no one wants to exercise, right?
No, especially when it's looked through the ceiling and down to the floor.
They're the exercises I do.
Well, thanks for having us down here. We really enjoyed it.
Yes, we enjoyed having you. I think everybody did, because it was something different.
What would you like us to bring next time if we could?
Oh. Maybe a snake pen.
Oh, someone mentioned a snake pen.
Snakes.
Or a Tasmanian devil.
What were you saying? Crocodiles. Oh, I don't think they'll bring crocodiles.
Who knows,
Pam? One crocodile for Pam coming up.
Who knows, Pam?
We'll let it loose in your
make
room.
We'll have snakes.
Snakes?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have some snakes.
Have some snakes?
Yes.
You're game to have the snake in here.
Yeah, I don't mind.
You know what's something cute again?
Don't bite you.
You're a daredevil, Pam.
Yes, they're shaking their head. Yes.
That means yes in Pam's world.
We'll leave it up to you to choose something
sounds
nice.
Well, we'll see you soon. It was lovely visiting you all.
Right, and it was lovely having
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Pam.
Yeah.
Give you a hug. We'll give you a big hug. Oh, you're the best. So we're going to let some snakes loose in there next time.
I don't think that they'll be as well received as the dingo puppies.
I think they'll be... It might have been a while since some of the residents there ran, but they might get some legs and run out the door if
they get moving.
Look, massive thanks again to the Aurum Retirement Village for having us there yesterday and to the Australian Reptile Park. And if you'd like to experience the Australian Reptile Park...
Those guys are so great at the Australian Reptile Park, and it's actually one of the best things to take your kids to because they can really learn a lot.
Yeah, we've got family passes to give away right now. So 13, 12, 16, and kids will become conservation crusaders at the Australian Reptile Park these school holidays.
It is a great time. And if you want to see the video of us kicking around with those dingo puppies with the residents at the Aurum Village, you can see that at the Facebook page right now.
What a feel-good piece.
Oh.
What a feel-good piece.
That's a feel-good.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's Amateur Acting.
Oh, this is a good one this morning.
And I've said this before, but I'm born to play this role.
I feel like both of us are born to play both
this
these roles.
This is me. This okay. is it. I've got it.
You say that every week.
Because I own every role I do.
All right.
Confident.
If you haven't heard this before, yes. Gaunti and I are going to act out a scene from a movie. You need to call through on 13 12 16 with the name of that movie.
Okay. Anytime. Peter Powers tickets are on the line here.
Here we go.
Hypnotist, comedian.
All right. Peter Powers. Director Rach.
Action!
I can't feel my fingers, Lloyd. They're numb.
Well, maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra glove this entire time?
Yeah, it's the Rockies.
I'm gonna kill you!
What?
I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you, Lloyd!
Oh, calm down.
I'm gonna kill you right now!
Harry, you've got that crazy look in your eye.
I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do something I should have done a long time ago.
Don't do anything foolish, Harry.
What? Foolish? This isn't foolish. I'm going to toss this damn purse into that damn pond.
Harry, your hands are freezing. They're freezing.
scene.
Can I just say, one of the greatest movies of all time.
Oh, it's a ripper.
If not the greatest. Who are we going here with this morning?
Let's go to Craig.
Craig. Morning, Craig.
Morning.
G'day, how are you?
Very yeah. well, thank you. Do you know the movie?
Yes, Dumber.
He's going the Dumb and Dumber on us.
Do we have to take Craig's first answer?
No.
I'll
do whatever he says on the air.
Okay, all yeah. right.
What was your first answer going to be?
I was going with Iron Man, but no, it was wrong.
He's corrected himself on the fly, and we've got to give it to him, don't we? He said Dumb and Dumber on
all
the
right.
air. It's got to be Dumb. Dumb and Dumber it is. Oh, Craig. You're obviously smarter than the characters in the movie, mate, because you've got the tickets this morning. Peter Powers, you're off to see the show.
Nice work.
Awesome, thank you.
It's going to be a great show. It's coming up this weekend. So you can see the world's funniest and most outrageous hypnotist, Peter Powers, Gosford RSL on the 8th of July and 27th of October at the Doyle. Make sure you get some tickets.
It's going to be a good one.
Did you like number two, Dumb and Dumber?
Hated it.
Oh, I can't hate it. I can't bring myself to hate it.
It ruined the first one
for me. No, don't say that.
Why did they go so hard on it? They shouldn't have went so hard.
They always do that too, like with Anchorman 2.
Yeah,
like that
Anchorman,
shark
oh.
scene in Anchorman 2.
They
not
went
needed,
too hard, guys.
Too hard, guys. I mean, if we know our movies, we should be really correcting Will Ferrell and Jim Carrey and
the
these
toilet
guys.
Scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
One of the best scenes I've ever seen in a comedy film.
What, where he puts the...
He puts the laxative in Harry's tea.
Yeah.
And he has a hard time in the bathroom.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Katy Perry's new album, Witness, available to download or stream now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Our world famous rooftop presents... Are you ready? Katy Perry Live, an exclusive to us.
Can't wait.
Turn it up, keep it on repeat.
Now, look, it's no secret we love the people, Bree, that
we
listen
do
to this show.
Love the people.
But I don't think the people understand how good of a chance they've got of seeing Katy Perry at the world famous Rooftop Presents. I don't think people understand.
Let's just say if you get through this
to Friday,
yes, if you can make it into the station on Friday morning, there's that good of a chance to go to the show on Friday. I'm going to tell you to get the day off.
I'm saying really, really
I'm
good.
Saying get the day off. Tell
yep
your friend to get the day off. That's how good of a chance you've got for these tickets on Friday.
So we've got four spots on Friday, and the way we decide this is we've got some Katy Perry songs because we want to find the true Katy Perry fans. So
yeah,
we're going to put two people up against each other. First one to buzz in and guess the Katy Perry song. We'll go through to the grand final.
Exactly.
We play with another two, and then the winner of that plays in the grand final. So there's three songs here.
Here we go.
Let's go with...
The first two competitors this morning. Liana in Edelong. You're taking on Alicia in Chain Valley Bay. Morning, girls.
Good morning.
Both big Katy Perry fans. I'll start with you, Liana. You a big Katy Perry fan?
I like to think so.
I
love right her music.
Alicia, you?
Me, yes. Love her. Seen her before. She's amazing.
Right. Excellent. So what you're going to have to do here this morning, buzz in with your name as soon as you can name this Katy Perry song.
Here comes the song, guys. Buzz in
here
with
we
your
go
name. Here we go.
Baby, you're a
Alicia, Alicia.
Oh.
Who are you thinking?
I was saying Alicia.
I'm going to say Alicia
yep
too, so we're joint on that. Alicia, you've got a chance to answer here.
Yep, Fireworks.
Firework is correct.
It's an easy one to kick it off.
Nice
can't
work. You're through to the next round. Hold there for us. Let's go to Felicity in Greenpoint and Tracy in Bensville. Morning, girls.
Hi.
Battle of the ladies this morning. We had two guys in the grand final.
I know.
Yesterday,
it'll be good to get a lady on board this on Friday.
All right. We know how it works here, guys. Here comes your Katy Perry song. Buzz
in with
your
name.
Here it is.
Felicity.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Felicity's
yeah
in.
I would say that too.
Felicity. Yep. Last Friday Night.
Is correct.
Nice work.
Okay.
All right.
Katy Perry's new album, Witness, available
the grand final
to download or stream now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Our world famous rooftop presents.
Are you ready?
Katy Perry Live, an exclusive to us.
Can't wait.
Turn it up, keep it on repeat. One of the cheap, baby.
Every grand final needs a big build up, Bree, and that's this one. So
Gordy knows how big this is, so he's nervous. I get it. Alicia, Felicity,
yeah,
this morning.
Yeah. This is it, guys.
For your chance to play on Friday, which I'm saying, get the day off if you make it through to Friday, because that's how good of a chance you've got of these tickets, okay, girls?
Yes, yep.
This is for the spot, guys.
All right, buzz in with your name when you can name this Katy Perry song.
You're out of time.
Alicia.
Alicia's
oh
in.
She's in.
Alicia's in.
Wide Awake.
Oh, Wide Awake is
incorrect.
Which means
Felicity gets a chance.
Yes, you're going to crack at it.
Wide Awake.
We just had that guess.
Oh, sorry.
Do we keep going?
I think we should keep going.
Let's keep
so that's
going
not correct.
All right, here comes more of the song.
Here comes the song.
You're out of time, but still I
Alicia.
Alicia's in.
She's
again.
In, all right.
Isn't it? Oh, Rise, is it?
What did
oh
you say?
Rise?
Did she say Lies or Rise?
I think she said Rise.
Rise.
Alicia, you're coming on Friday.
Very good chance of seeing Katy Perry on
oh
Friday.
Alicia,
oh,
I'm telling you, you need to call work. You need to get the day off, okay?
Oh, my God, yes.
It's going to be big, but you need to be willing to put it all on the line on Friday.
Yes, I'm definitely willing.
Okay, well, world famous Rooftop presents Katy Perry Live and exclusive, and Katy Perry's new album, Witness, is available to download or stream right now. She's here
I get
with
goosebumps
Hamish
I'm
and
so
Andy
excited for everyone.
On Friday, the show goes down, and you could be there. Keep listening this week. We'll do this again tomorrow, and I look forward to Friday.
I'm so
it rolls
pumped
up to get
bon
these
appetit, let's just say.
Let's just say that. Have a think about that.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.